Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
That ball's gone right into the stadium lights as Robert Redford rounds the bases in the natural. You hear that play-by-play? That's a thing of beauty right there for any broadcaster. Back now, though, with our week-long series, Ballpark Figures. What goes on behind the scenes and the people who make America's pastime happen. And today, we're talking with Hall of Fame announcer Jaime Harin, who's done play-by-play announcing for the Los Angeles Dodgers Spanish-language broadcast since 1959. He's known today for his poetic, engaging on-air personality and that charismatic home run call.
Batazo elevado, profundo al jardín central. Va hacia atrás, Maybin hacia atrás, da un gran salto. La pelota se va, y despídala con un beso.
But when Jaime Harin immigrated to the United States on a banana boat from Ecuador, he had never seen a baseball game before. When he arrived in L.A., he was drawn to baseball less as a sport, but more as a community.
Before coming to this country, I never saw a baseball game in my life. I never saw a baseball or a bat or a glove. And I fall in love with the game since I saw so many people around the radio receivers and TV sets, you know, watching and hearing the World Series between the Yankees and the Dodgers, the Brooklyn Dodgers, 1955. I was doing boxing from the Olympic Auditorium then when the Dodgers moved from Brooklyn to Los Angeles, and Mr. William Beaton, who was the owner and GM of the station, called all the employees to his office one day to give us the great news that he had signed the Dodgers. He said, we're going to do the games in Spanish, and he said, I need two announcers. Looking at me, I was very young, 21 years old. He said, I want you, Jaime, to be one of the two.
Now, you had a tough life when you first came to L.A. I mean, before you got on the radio, you were literally building fences in East L.A., is that right?
Yes, that's true. In those days, 1955, it was only one radio station in Spanish. In the country, I understand. It was KWKW. Soon as I got in Los Angeles, I went to the station that had studios in Pasadena to apply for a job, but there was no openings. So I had to leave it. So I started working in a factory, making fences, but I kept going to the station, looking for a job. Finally, I don't know if they got tired of me, but they gave me a couple of hours on a Saturday, and a couple of hours on a Sunday. Then finally they gave me a full-time job. At the beginning, my principal job was news. Then I devoted my time to baseball.
I think it's fair to say, Jaime Harin, that the Dodgers are the only team in baseball that have Spanish language fans built into the very beginning of the team. Once the Dodgers got to L.A. from New York, having Spanish language broadcast and announcers had to be part of the team from the beginning. Maybe in other places around America that's grown up since, and it certainly has, but this is an original audience for you.
Yes. Mr. Walter O'Malley, the owner of the Dodgers, he said that I want to give them something in their own language. So the Dodgers were the first team in the major leagues to have bilingual coverage on a regular basis the whole year.
But now today, you're known for poetic riffs on the air during home runs, describing play. You studied literature and philosophy in Ecuador, so I think that your heart maybe has come into it a little bit since.
Probably. I just try to convey to the audience what's going on. But at the same time, I am thinking that I am doing a public service. So many people work so hard from 7 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They get home tired and they like baseball. And so what a great opportunity for me to give them something in their own language using my vocabulary. It is really a delight for me to be able to do that.
Jaime Harin, the Hall of Fame Spanish language voice of the Dodgers, send us your photos of your personal ballpark memories. It can be your favorite ball cap, a time you were at the stadium. All photos are welcome on our Facebook page or on Twitter @TheTakeaway. We'll be posting some of the best to our website, That's at thetakeaway.org. And tune in tomorrow for our next installment of Ballpark Figures. We're talking with Ted Berg about the secret life of stadium vendors and what you should do when a Yankee fan spits a hot dog on you.